podcast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
Shall we sync?
Let's do it.
What?
There we go. I wasn't recording.
You're a piece of shit.
I know. At least there were no gems this time.
I would say everything between me and Noah was a gem.
Yeah, luckily you weren't involved.
Yep, luckily I wasn't involved.
If only we could be so lucky through the rest of this episode.
Oh, boom! Oops, pal, boom! Surprise!
Boom, boom!
Rotten your balls.
I thought he said rotten your balls.
Me too.
Maybe I did. Rotten your balls.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
Dan Cast.
I have a podcast I do with my two old roommates. Our names are Tim, Andy, and Noah, so we call it Dan Cast because we are not creative. And basically we talk about movies and TV and, you know, current events, but really it's just an excuse for us to get together about once a week and insult each other's mothers for about an hour and it's a good time. But it's filled with inappropriate content, inappropriate language. Like, our most popular bit is this debate we did about whether or not you could stop Superman from raping you if you wanted to. Yeah, spoiler alert, no. It's gonna happen. And happy thoughts. But you ask, like, you're clean on stage, why do you have this sweaty podcast? The best laughs you get in life are the laughs you get when you're not supposed to be laughing. Like you're in church and someone cuts off.
Tamcast. Should we go right into the tan laughs? Since I think we skipped it last week. I don't know if we skipped
before. Why don't we say welcome to Tancast?
Why don't we say welcome to Tancast?
Well, welcome! You're here. And you're queer. Maybe. Maybe not. I don't know.
You need a new rhyme for here.
You're here. Have a beer.
There you go.
You're here.
Unless you're...
Fuck Andy. How you like that rhyme, bitch?
A little too much.
Okay, sorry. You're here. Fuck Tim. I like that
Whoa.
Rhyme, bitch.
You're here. Fuck Tim's ass.
Yeah.
How's that?
Good.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm, yeah. Deep. Deep.
It is deep.
That's why I call rolling in the deep.
The Spartans kick somebody into it. It's that deep.
This is Tim's asshole!
It is... Harry!
That would be the downside. They could grab some of that hair and climb out. Oh, so I'm Tim, the T in Tancast.
I'm Andy, the A in Tancast.
I'm Noah, the N in Tancast.
And when you hear this sound, that means there's a link to whatever we're talking about in the show notes. All right, so want to get to those tan laughs?
We've got tan laughs just for you. About dead babies, or maybe some who could be racist, sexist too. Cause it's tan laughs, yes, tan laughs, oh, tan laughs, and that's what we do. Tan laughs, tan laughs, tan laughs.
Ha 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 ha. Yep.
I got one.
Oh shit, he's ready to go.
Yeah, of course you do. You got a huge raging hard on for tan laughs.
I wanted to read it. It's okay. Here we go. Bob had a broken leg and his buddy Mick comes over to see him. Mick, how you doing? Well, sorry. This is Mick's talking. How you doing, Bob? I'm fine. Can you do me a favor and go upstairs to get my slippers? My feet are freezing. Mick goes up and sees Bob's hot 19-year-old twin sisters lying on the bed. He says, your brother sent me up here to have sex with both of you. They say, prove it. Mick shouts downstairs, Bob, both of them? Bob shouts back, of course, what's the point of fucking one? And boom goes dynamite.
Who sent that one?
Oh, that was Reddit sent that in.
Thank you, Reddit. You're one of our most loyal listeners who sends
Ooh,
in jokes.
Ooh, hello, attractive ladies crossing the street. Sorry.
What's out Noah's window?
Oh.
I did not get a picture. I should get my camera out, though.
Did something happen out Noah's window and I talked over it?
Something happened out Noah's window.
Son of a bitch.
Oh, it was just hot girls walking by.
Doesn't matter. We'll play the theme.
Hold on a second. I'll be right back.
Is he going to get his camera? Oh, let's hope.
I'm back. I just need to grab my camera from the other side of the room.
Tim is psychic.
Yes, he is.
Now, wouldn't that be said he's grabbing his camera?
Yep.
Just in case something else exciting happens. Should I take pictures of hot women or is that really exciting?
Yes. It is.
For the listeners? Next time someone
It's not always about the listeners. Sometimes it's about your co-hosts.
Sometime, next time someone starts yelling at 1 or 3 in the morning, I should go outside and take a picture of them.
Did you hear... Oh, yeah, it was on your profile. The person who suggested that you go out a little bit earlier, so that way when someone starts yelling, you're like, hey, tonight's my night.
Yeah, that was Jess. That was funny. I was amused. All right, who else has got tan last? What you got?
Andy?
I got one, and this one was sent in over a year ago by our listener David in the UK. Dave in the UK. A wife says to her husband one night, "Bulls can have sex 3,000 times a year. Why can't you?" The husband replies, "Ask the bull if he sleeps with the same cow every night."
Did we read that one already? Or maybe I just heard it before.
Maybe.
Okay.
What's big, gray, and doesn't matter?
An irrelevant.
Yes. Husband, do you know you are A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K? Wife says, what does that mean? Husband, attractive, brilliant, cute, dazzling, elegant, funny, gorgeous, hot. The wife, so sweet. What about I, J, K? Husband, I'm just kidding.
That's not nice. Why would you say that to your lovely wife?
No sex for you tonight, husband.
All right, that's enough of that.
All right, you said that was...
Dave in the UK.
Dave in the UK.
She was Dave in the UK.
No.
See?
No.
Every country needs to have three words in their name so you can chant it. Like USA. Or Franks and Beans.
Or Andy's an idiot. I know it didn't work.
Technically it would have.
What
you just didn't really hit
only
the an as a separate word.
Gotcha.
Well, I would assume that you wouldn't hit is as a separate word. Andy's an idiot.
That's what I said.
You said an.
Andy's an idiot. As proof by the fact that he can't get together the three words to, to chant out Andy's an idiot.
I hate Tim.
I
hate
love Tim.
Tim.
Sounds like it's a, what do you call it?
Counter protest?
A chant off?
No, well, what, when it breaks even, I can't think of.
A draw?
Yes.
A tie? Wash.
All right. So this Tan Laugh is from Dan, one of Tancast's most devoted listeners.
He's devoted!
That's what he says. I'm going to take his word for it, because... Fuck, if you're gonna call yourself that, why am I gonna doubt you?
And you could be able to kick Tim's ass, he didn't know.
You know what? I didn't think about that.
You always gotta think about that, Tim. Could this person take me in a fight?
Well, the answer is usually yes. So that's why I don't think about it. It's kinda like, will the sun come up today? I don't bother thinking about it, because the answer is probably yes. So he says, keeping with the recent statement of some redneck calling Obama Hitler, I present for your consideration a Tan Laugh. How are Hitler and Obama alike?
I do not know. Break us down. Break it down for us.
They both find great joy in fried things.
Oh! That's not
adds,
nice at all.
He adds, tastes like racism.
Racism does taste delicious.
Tastes just like racism.
Then he had an interesting PS. I thought about going through all the episodes and writing down the Tan Laughs and making a Tan Cast joke book. Thoughts? I had the same thought, and then I realized I am way too lazy for that.
I think it would be a good idea if you did it, and then we could also put online for a little wiki for us so we could easily see if we told the Tan Laugh before.
So not only do work, but do more work so we can do less.
Well, no.
That's
because if he types into something in a computer, then I think we could just easily just post on one page and have such a thing.
On a computer, you say?
On a computer, as opposed to an armadillo.
Or write it out.
On a word processor, in case Dan was going to get a flux capacitor and go back to the 80s.
Some people like pen and paper still.
You know, those people are grandparents.
Actually, I met someone recently that carried around a pen and paper and wrote down shit all the time.
All the time?
All the time. They're a writer, so I don't know if that makes a difference.
That would make sense. Writers are typically poor. Poor people typically don't own smartphones.
Or some people actually like pen and paper.
All right. Can I throw a shout out here towards the beginning of the episode?
You can!
Sure.
This person, I wanted to just highlight them and give them some kudos because almost every Friday they do a follow on Twitter. They do a follow Friday to not only Tancast but all three of us individually.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not big on follow Fridays. I just don't. I mean, in terms of like doing them myself, I'm like, follow who you want to follow. I'm not here to tell you what to do.
Do what you want.
So rather than return the favor of doing a follow Friday, I figured we could mention him on the blog. His name is, his Twitter name is @SOWTblog, which stands for Some Original Witty Title Blog. Funny to me. His name's Frank, and he's always showing the Tancast some love on Fridays. So right. We're going to show him some love right now.
It's Frank. Friday, gotta get down on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Frank, you're doing it.
Song.
Maybe Tancast should have You're Doing It Tuesdays.
Probably. Hey, can I do a shout out?
Sure.
Go for it.
Thank you.
You know what? Let's. I'm going to just discuss the link real quick because Andy's screaming reminded me of the link.
Maybe that should be our link sound for this week.
It's not.
It is a link to, I guess, a haunted house somewhere, and they have a Flickr page where I guess they post people's reactions to something jumping out of these people. You don't see what it is, but it's just people just looking frightened, and it's just very amusing. Because people make funny faces when they're scared, as I'm
yes,
sure I
do.
So here's the link.
Not me, I look hella cool when I'm scared. I'm like, yeah, what's up?
It's from Nightmares Fear Factory Photo Stream. I was telling Andy, I would love to find out where this is and go and just look boss the whole time. Just walking around, not scared of anything. Like, what? And so when we kept my picture, I'm like, what you want? It's cool. I'm not scared of shit.
I told Noah he needs to wear a no-fear shirt and then a trucker hat that says, read the fucking shirt.
It seems like these are just so easy to Photoshop something into that frame that they're all being scared of.
Oh, like to add another layer to it?
Yeah, I feel like I could do anything I wanted to with these.
Yes, you could.
Oh, you could totally Photoshop a flasher in there with his
trench coat. That was my initial reaction, but I feel like there's got to be other things in there.
Wow. This is just a good one right here. This lady's she's ready to get the fuck out. I think her arm fat is flapping around.
She's going to take flight.
Yikes.
And then,
she doesn't look scared, though. She looks like she sees some chicken and is running towards it. Like, everybody else in the frame looks scared.
Oh, like, maybe she's hungry? Like, oh, shit!
She's like, oh, biscuits!
Oh, yeah!
I sent one to Noah, and it looked like this dude's just, get behind me, ladies! I will eat that thing!
This one kind of looks like the evolution of scared.
No, we're degenerating into Link so early in the episode.
Sorry, that's it.
First I was like, and then I was like, but then later I was like.
Okay, so I wanted to talk about one more thing. So I have a friend, an old coworker on my Facebook, and she always posts these inspiring links. And like, you know how like women sometimes post these, whoops, I don't want to close this conversation. Where like, oh, men talk about this, but you know, man, it's really like this. Like they can, you know, talk about something comparing what men are to women. So she compares purses to men's balls. So here's a post. Men, you complain about us women in our handbags. Well, just to let you know, balls are to men's purses as women heart. So with that said, I don't know what that means. And then she posts like a bunch of hat tags of different purses.
I think she accidentally a couple of words in there.
Says, we only want the best. I mean, let's be real about it, man. Tell me you don't heart your balls. Mm-hmm, pretty serious, huh? Yep, that's what I thought. Wow, hey, I'm just saying, rest my case. Like, how are balls anything like purses?
How is that anything like English?
I keep my important valuables in there.
But it's like,
I would be very sad if
my balls I'm born with. I did not pick them. They do not cost me much money.
I'd be very sad if a snatcher took them.
This is true. Right. So maybe I'm reading it a little bit too literally.
I like to accessorize them.
Do you? You like to accessorize your balls?
Yep. I like to make sure my shoes match my balls.
Oh, no, you didn't even read that right. It's men. You complain about us women and our handbags. Well, just to let cha know, balls are to men what purses.
So did she come up with this, or is this a copy and paste?
I have no idea. Hey, Noah, do I know this person? No, you don't know this person.
Then you're going to have to slap them for me.
I mean, she's
not slapping
anybody
for you.
I'm not going to slap her. She's attractive.
Oh, hello. You might slap her on the ass and titties. Ass and titties.
This is getting sensual.
I think we went to a little ass place there.
Someone should like remake the Big Booty Bitches all sensual. Big booty bitches, ooh, big booty bitches, ooh.
I don't think you can put in the ooh and still get away with the slow jam.
No? All right. Maybe polka?
We got big booty bitches.
Nope. I would love to see someone do covers of viral songs. Not like songs that are like popular, everyone heard, you know, well, I mean, I'm sure a lot of people have heard Big Booty Bitches, but not like, you know, professional songs, but like someone do a cover of like Big Booty Bitches.
Or covers of Friday.
Has anyone done that yet?
Yes.
Many people.
Are they good?
No.
All right.
There's only so much you can polish that turd.
Jimmy Fallon and Stephen Colbert did a cover of Friday.
I think I knew that.
Well, now you know it again. I think, what's her tits? Justin Bieber did a cover of Friday at a concert.
What's her tits? Nice.
Because he's girly. That's why that's funny.
Well, I googled Big Booty Bitches cover, and I found a bunch of really shitty people in their basement doing covers of Big Booty Bitches.
I want someone professional to do it, though.
Yeah.
Professional.
Professional. I hate it when I try to search for a song on YouTube and it brings up like a bunch of covers. I'm like, I don't care about your fucking cover. I want to hear the original. First word problems.
Fair enough.
That is funny.
That's all I got to talk about right now. What do you guys got to talk about?
Not much.
Really?
Probably.
I thought sure you guys would be jumping on talking about Steve Jobs.
I don't know if anyone...
Well, there's that.
He's dead.
And done.
All right, I was actually a little sadder than I thought it would be. I was like, that's kind of sad.
Yeah, me too.
I think someone, I saw already seen someone's post. I think the reason I felt like sad is like, I felt like he had a lot more he could have done. Like he hadn't reached the end of his creativity. It's like, oh, now we're not going to get to see what he would have done. And I mean, I know, you know, I mean, it seems like Apple's going to change. I don't know how Apple's going to change. I don't know if it's going to change at all. It's just, you know. It's definitely going to be a different company without him there. So I'm curious to see what happens.
I'm sure he downloaded his consciousness into some sort of computer.
Probably.
Well, the iJobs.
Nice. I don't know. It's like he was, I mean, he definitely had marketing. He definitely had the business acumen. He had the personality. He had the enthusiasm. He had the, I guess, really the aesthetic eye for what he wanted these things to look at. But it's not like he was the guy who actually designed the iPhone. He's the guy who said, we need something that's going to be, you know, here's what the state of the art is. We need something that's going to be better in this way. And then he had teams working on it.
Yeah, but if he didn't have the vision, you know, would the iPhone have gotten made?
Maybe not. You know, I don't think that that Ivy sat around, you know, dreaming up phones. I think it was probably Steve Jobs that gave him the marching orders of, we're going to make an iPhone. And he said, all right, I'll get on that. And then he started designing. But
kind of like Walt Disney in that way.
Yeah.
Like, he didn't do a lot of the physical drawing, but like he was like, all right, well, this is, you know, this is my idea for a story. Make it happen. This is my idea for a theme park. Make it happen.
And then also... I mean, he was very, you know, I mean, from what I hear, he's very involved in the process and very detail-oriented.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it kind of makes you wonder, like, what things may get, like, flip through the cracks or fall by the wayside, you know?
Well, he's known that he had cancer for a while. You would think that...
Well, right.
He's probably helped with, you know, long-term goals and, you know, this is what we want in the next one, and this is what we want in the one after that. And by this time, we should be able to get this piece a lot smaller, so we want to be sure to include this. And
but then it's like, then it'll be interesting, because like, there are some design things that I'm sure a lot of people didn't care for. Like, he does not like buttons.
Nope.
Which is not necessarily a bad thing, but, you know, it's also, you know, buttons all right. Set the wrong buttons.
Yeah,
don't be afraid of them.
There were some other things I didn't like about Apple, and I don't know, maybe they'll continue to go the same way, and maybe they'll change, but, like, FaceTime. Where it's like, that's really cool that you guys have come up with this, you know, person-to-person video chat thing, but, you know, there's already a ton of other things out there. And not only are there already a ton of other things out there that can do video chatting, but some of them have actually started to, you know, like, adhere to some either ad hoc standards or actual industry standards, and, you know, they interoperate, so, like, one person can be on one machine talking to another person. And Apple kind of had to go their own way with that. And then the same thing with this messaging thing that they're putting out in the next version of iOS. It's like, yeah, well, you know, there's been instant messaging forever. There are even open standards and interoperability, again. So why did you have to come up with your own protocol and your own communication and lock it into your own system? I mean, I get it's that Apple wants to be able to control every aspect of the experience, but some of the experience is that there's a wider world out there than just your friends and family who've also bought into the Apple experience.
Or maybe a wider world of people you want to connect to that haven't bought into the Apple experience.
Yeah.
Is that what you said, or did you say have?
I said haven't.
Sorry, my bad.
Okay.
What you said. I'm just going to repeat what Andy says from now on.
Yeah, that's good, because I'm very smart.
Andy's very smart.
Although, as I was telling Noah this week, one of the things that kind of made me sad about Steve Jobs wasn't... I'm not like one of those insane fanboys where I feel like I know him because I've used shit that his company has made or whatever. But it was more like he seemed like he had not only the drive and the vision, but also the type A personality to kind of steamroll Hollywood in the same way that he sort of steamrolled the music industry and finally got them out of their own asses and into doing things that, you know, consumers actually want. So, you know, like, who wants to buy a $20 CD with one good fucking song on it? But that's certainly what the music industry has been wanting to give us for years and years and years, is a ton of filler, you know, one hit poppy song or whatever, and then milk it for all it's got, or for all it's worth. And then you've got the iTunes store, and we can, you know, suddenly buy individual items, you know, fuck the whole shitty album, we'll just get this, all the singles for a buck or a buck 30 or whatever they're going to charge. So I was kind of hoping that he might have been the guy who was able to sort of, you know, crack past the unwillingness of TV studios and movie studios, which are often the same thing, their unwillingness to let us stream the content we want to watch whenever the fuck we want to watch it. Let us have our entertainment on our own fucking terms.
I mean, it seems like, I don't know why they won't go that way. Like, because it seems like if you don't go that way, people are going to find other ways to get what they want, how they want it, and it may not be a way that will give you money. Like, it seems like if you provide people an easy way to get what they want, they'll pay you for it.
Yeah.
But if you don't...
Black markets exist because there is a demand that's not being met. It's that fucking simple. You know, I mean, sure, there's always going to be somebody who's going to, like, given the option of breaking the law or following the law, they'll break the law for the rush that they get from it, but... Most people, by far, if they can get something for not too much money in the way that they want it, they'll do that. And if they can't, then they'll go to the dude selling them the marijuana on the corner. Or they'll torrent your TV show. Or they'll use Napster to get all the MP3s that they want. So I think that his loss has kind of set us back on that. I think that Hollywood and... is there a town really attached to TV, or does Hollywood cover them both, Tim?
Hollywood covers them both.
All right. So Hollywood's just going to continue to fuck the consumer in its attempts to continue maximizing its old profit centers as opposed to chasing new ones.
I thought when you were bringing up Steve Jobs in Hollywood, you were talking about Pixar.
Oh, that too.
No, I think Pixar's kind of run... I more see Pixar as like Lasseter's baby than Jobs' baby.
Well, Pixar wouldn't exist were it not for Steve Jobs.
Well, I think someone else probably would have bought it when George Lucas was selling it off. I think Pixar would have been...
It might not exist in this current incarnation.
Yeah, I mean, it certainly wouldn't have come into Disney as, you know, like the new power center. Well, but, no one can say for certain.
But why would have Pixar become just because someone had bought whatever George Lucas was selling? Like, why would they have turned it into an animation studio?
No, it was an animation studio. George Lucas was selling it off. Steve Jobs went... this is
well, it wasn't
a ton
technically
of
an animation studio. It was they were working on motion capture technology or something like that.
Oh yeah.
Imaging, and then they sort of started to focus more on animation, and then Lucas was disinterested with it. So then Jobs bought it for $5 million and then invested another $5 million in it, and they were going to make it like a hardware store where they would, you know, they would develop these things for animation and then just sell them. But then he was convinced by the shorts they were doing that he should, you know, continue the animation, you know, continue just to make it an animation studio. And so then he did, and then he got them a contract with Disney, and then boom.
Then boom goes Dynamite.
Then I don't know if he got them the contract with Disney, but the contract with Disney was gotten, and I'm sure Steve Jobs helped. How you like them apples?
How you like them? They
I love
taste
them
delicious.
Apples. They do taste delicious. They're red and glistening and photorealistic apples. Oh, and this is sort of tangential to Steve Jobs, but I'm also a little sad because the wife wasn't quite ready to commit to what phone plan we wanted yesterday. So I waited until this morning to order our iPhones, and it's going to cost us an extra week.
Why? Because everybody ordered an iPhone all of a sudden?
Yep.
Really?
Between yesterday morning, when it was saying that it would be shipped on the 14th, and today, now they're saying it's going to be shipped on the 21st.
Apparently he was in charge of shipping.
Yeah, apparently. Steve's just in there madly packaging and labeling. Fuck, I've got cancer. Don't they know I can only go so fast?
I need more stamps!
That is unfortunate, sir. But you know what? You waited this long. You will get it.
Yep,
I will. I do understand wanting to get it sooner than that. I was debating going to the store.
I was too, but like the only stores they have are... They're like all clustered in one specific part of town, and it's not terribly convenient for me to get there during the hours that those stores are open.
Woo! Also, I wasn't sure how long the line would be.
Yeah.
It seemed like a lot of people aren't really excited about it, but on the other hand, like this is like the fastest selling iPhone as of yet, so it's like, I don't know. But I ended up ordering mine online.
Yep,
mine.
I think in our immediate circle, there's a lot of cynical people who aren't really excited about much.
You know, I think it's all about that. In fact, it wasn't redesigned. And it doesn't have the 5. Like I bet so many more people would be excited about it if it was a new case, like same insides, nothing inside changed, but just a new outside and a 5, and people are like, holy shit! Like it seems people are focused on that it's not the 5 and it looks the same as the 4.
Well, no, because there was a lot of rumors about other features that were going to be coming out with this thing, like that Verizon and Sprint would finally be able to do simultaneous voice and data, or that it would, that their one more thing would be that it would be 4G. Or that it was going to have a slightly bigger screen, like an edge-to-edge screen.
Yeah,
because there's a lot of Android phones that have much bigger screens than this now.
Yeah.
And, like, even without making the phone that much bigger, if they just got rid of that bezel, they could get, like, another, you know, quarter inch or whatever. But, no, nothing like that. There were rumors about near-field communication, being able to use the phone, you know, for, like, the little wave and pay wallet functions. There were a ton of things of, you know, this is rumored, this is rumored, this is rumored. So I don't think it's just that it wasn't the 5. I think it was that it's the 4, that it really is the 4S, that they put a faster processor in it and a bigger camera.
And they added Siri, which you're not going to be able to get on any other phone that has the faster graphics, have the faster processor. I mean, like...
Newsflash, I've had Siri on my phone for like 2 years.
Yeah, but you haven't been able to use it the way you are going to use it now.
Yeah, this is true. It's not as integrated. Well, I mean, it can't be as integrated, but...
I mean, I don't know. For me, well, also, I'm on, you know, the 3GS, so I'm happy with it, you know. Whatever, all that stuff is going to come down the pike eventually, and, you know. And it's just so funny because, like, all these people weren't demanding this stuff before the iPhone came out. Like, it seemed like, I mean, maybe I just didn't pay attention as much, but it seemed like people were pretty happy with what they had. And now it seems like the iPhone come out, people are always like, I want this and that. I want more than what you're giving me.
Well, some of it is that now the rest of the market is kind of starting to catch up to the iPhone. In some ways, surpassing it. You know, I still say that the WebOS and the Windows Phone way of handling data, like being able to glance at your phone and seeing what the local temperature is without actually opening up the phone app, or the weather app on your phone, It's just a better way of doing things. It's a better interface. It's a more humane interface.
It reminds me of this Louis C.K. bit where He's like, he goes, you fucking have a phone. Like, you fucking, there's a signal beam up to a satellite beaming down to someone else. You can fucking call them. Like, it's like, just be happy you can do that. Like, it's a whole bit. I should find it. It's hilarious.
Was that the thing he did on Conan where he was talking about the free Wi-Fi on the plane?
It might have been. Well, no, this specifically is talking about cell phones, I think, in this one.
You son of a bitch.
Let me find it.
Hey, man, I'm not talking about, like, you know, not being happy that, you know, or thinking that phones should also, like, julienne your fries. I'm thinking, you know, Apple has sort of prided themselves on being top of the market, but there's shit that other phones do that they don't do.
Right.
So, if those other things are useful, and not just in a, you know, well, you know, my phone also reflects all the rays of the sun back up into space, slightly cooling the area around my phone. It's like, whoopty shit, that seems all fancy, but it doesn't do anything. You know, if these other phones are doing things that are actually useful to real human beings, then, yeah, you know. Maybe we want that in our phone. And in fairness, Louis C.K. also does have a bit about, you know, maybe we should be okay with people fucking children just so that when they're done fucking the children, they wouldn't kill the children to keep them quiet.
It's a valid point, sir. Fucked up, but valid.
There's a horrible logic to it. I'll grant you that.
I don't think that will ever happen.
I was right.
What?
The bit I was talking about and the bit you were talking about are the same bit.
Okay, so he talks. Well, he does talk about phones. Then he goes on to talk about.
Yes, but literally right after that, he goes, "I was sitting on a plane."
Oh, okay.
You asshole!
I didn't see the whole thing. I just watched the part about the phone. It was funny.
Jesus Christ! You watched 2 minutes, but not four. Couldn't be bothered with 4 minutes, huh?
Nope. Can't borrow the four.
You piece of shit.
So let's talk about something that Tim can get involved in.
As opposed to the death of an icon?
No, as opposed to the iPhone 4 fuckfest you were just talking about.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Tim dropped off the call. I went out and had a sandwich. You guys didn't even notice.
Nope.
I mean, I don't know if Tim really cares.
Is he like,
way.
Oh, bezel and a screen and a little more inward.
I mean, I'm sure you're like, do you care that Steve Jobs died, Tim?
Only in as much as, you know, I mean, yes, I care. I don't really care.
I mean, I don't think you're
of...
like, fuck him. Fuck Steve Jobs. Yeah. I just mean, like, in the sense that, like, you know, were you sad or was it just like, or you're only sad in the sense that someone died and that's just sad?
I'm sad somebody involved with Pixar died. Or, you know, the.
Yeah.
I'm just, yeah, it's sad. I mean, he's no Michael Jackson.
Yeah, well, the other thing that made me sad, and I am this to Noah earlier in the week, was, like, and it's weird, because even more so than the passing of my own father, like, Steve Jobs dying made me think about myself in terms of, what am I really doing in the world? Like, how fucking lazy am I?
I felt like I was watching a speech at Stanford, and I was like, fuck, he's right. Like, fucking... Don't get chopped up with other people's what you want to do. The dogma, just fucking follow your heart. It's like, fuck, am I following my heart? I don't know.
Man, I'm like, I got a high IQ, and I don't do shit with it. Like, Tancast is probably the most mentally challenging thing I do all week.
Oh, that's,
wow.
That's sad.
That is the most depressing statement anyone has ever said, ever.
Well, mostly it's because I'm not naturally witty, so I kind of have to kick the brain into high gear just to have any sort of chance of having a comeback.
Tancast is the most mentally challenging thing I do all
week. Oh, yeah,
week.
Dude. I drink a Red Bull. You know, I take some pep pills.
Jesus,
I gotta be
H.
gone
Christ.
From you hateful fucks.
Oh. But, yeah, like, he's had something else where he said, like, you know, like, he talks about death and that, you know, it just makes you naked. And so what else do you have to lose?
Yeah, that on a long enough time scale, you're going to lose everything except for whatever you've left here. I mean, that's not how he phrased it, but it was something along those lines of, like, once you know you're going to die, and once you truly accept that eventually you won't be here anymore, then people ridiculing you, people disagreeing with you, it all goes away. Like, who gives a fuck what their opinion is if you know what the end result of all life is going to be?
You got to think Steve Wozniak is sitting around going, man, I'm not getting any of this, am I?
Oh, like when he dies?
Yeah.
I mean, not to the extent.
He'd be like, this is bullshit. I was there, too.
Well, he was there, too, but he's not Steve Jobs. He was the genius who figured out how to put these chips together to make an affordable, powerful home computer. I mean, Woz is a geek god, but Steve Jobs is the fucking circus master.
And early on in their friendship, Steve Jobs fucked him out with some money. Like, he got Steve to help him with a circuit board, I think, for Atari. And, like, he said they were going to split the money, like, 50-50, and he only gave him, like, I don't even know how much of it. Like, maybe, I think it was, like, $5,000 he got. He gave him, like, $300.
Wow.
And never told him about the other money.
That's kind of fucked
up. It's interesting, like, you know, people, I think, like, when they want to be great, they feel like they have to do everything perfect, have to be a good person. It's like, you don't have to necessarily be a good person to be great. Like, Steve Jobs was kind of a dick.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of famous, successful people got there by stepping over other people.
So there you go. Step on other people. Fuck your friend with some money. It'd be great.
The secret to success is douchery.
I would prefer
Steve
to think
Jobs
of it
legacy.
As Steve Jobs succeeded despite that particular instance of douchery.
Douchery. That's how you get it done.
And then he didn't want to acknowledge his child.
What?
Oh, yeah. He had a kid out of wedlock when Apple was, like, first getting started off.
I didn't even know he was a politician.
Nice one, sir.
Boom. Bugaboom.
Went Tim's Bug-a-boom dynamite.
And boom goes the dynamite.
So do we have anything else to talk about besides death?
Someone else died. Raiders person died. I don't know if any of us care
about
that.
Oh, yeah. Al Davis.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I don't give a shit about the Raiders.
I only know because I'm friends with sports people.
Yeah, what the fuck did he create? iPhone? No. iPad? Fuck no.
I suppose we can try and guess who the third one's going to be.
Oh, yeah.
I have no fucking idea.
Awesome, Noah. Thanks for playing.
Ann Coulter.
Here's how I'm going to play this game. I'm going to not.
I can just guess randomly. Britney Spears.
Ann Coulter.
You suck at this game.
Tim Babb.
Ann Coulter. I'm going to keep saying it until the universe makes it true.
Ryan Gosling.
What the shit?
I don't know. We're just throwing out names, right?
Don't put him in the hat. He's gorgeous. Look at those abs.
He wasn't on your top five. He wasn't even an alternate.
Oh, yeah. So, the reason why I'm fucking Liam Neeson is I want to find out if all the rumors are true. No other reason than that. I'll take the hit so you don't have to.
Sure.
I want you to get on the bed.
I'll see if I can snap some pictures.
And if you can't snap pictures, just, like, don't cough or anything, and you can show us how big your asshole is.
Yeah, just take a picture of the aftermath.
Yep.
Oh shit, thanks. You look at this iPhone picture of my ass.
Yeah, that is one thing to look forward to in 2 weeks, is I'm going to have significantly better pictures of my penis.
Say, that is good news.
That's what the world's been waiting for.
It has.
Oh, shit, you can really see the pubes. Look, you can really see the herpes all clear.
Oh. No, sir.
He says you have herpes. Ha.
Have you been watching New Girl?
I watched one episode so far. And I did watch a second episode of Two Broke Girls. That will be it.
No good?
No.
Not even the hot girl is good enough to get you come back for more?
Kat Dennings does have a huge, huge set of knockers, but...
Well, the other girls are pretty attractive too, isn't she?
She's not bad.
So, shall we move on to, I believe it's a tan fight?
Oh, it is
a tan fight.
Hold on. I saw the movie Priest. Don't bother. There you go.
Well, thank you for saving me from that. I was actually a little interested in seeing that, but yep, no more.
I mean, it's not terribly horrible. It's just, you know, cheesy lines. And who was in that? The doctor from Star Trek, who I don't remember his name right now. The new Star Trek, Bones. And then the guy who played the albino in Da Vinci Code. And you know what? I will look them up, and I will say that.
All right. My wife insisted on TiVoing Little Fockers.
Paul Bettany and Carl Urban.
In the reverse order, from how you described them.
Yes, exactly. So Paul Bettany was in Da Vinci Code, and Carl Urban was in the new Star Trek. Oh, it's got Maggie Q, who is attractive.
All right.
Anyways,
she get naked?
No.
And no reason.
What did your wife record?
She recorded Little Fockers. She's like, I thought we could all watch this as a family because it's got little kids in it. Drew will like that. I'm like, Jesus. Drew will not get that movie at all. It's not like it's a bunch of little kids running around. It's like little kids show up every once in a while.
She's like, ever seen any of those movies?
She's like, yeah, but we can watch it as a family. I'm like, it's not a fucking family movie. plus, it's like one of the worst reviewed movies in the last 5 years.
Is it really?
Oh, yeah. That's like, almost universally negative. I think Uwe Boll was, like, looking at the reviews on that, and like, wow, that director should just quit. So, yeah, like, she turned it on, I, like, whipped out the phone, started playing around with it. She's like, you're not participating. I'm like, yeah, well, I'm here.
What else do you want from me? And that's then, pretty much how you have sex.
Then I was like, oh,
I'm here.
I'm going to go order our iPhones. We're agreed on Verizon. She's like, yep, we're agreed on Verizon. I'm like, all right, I'm going to go do the iPhones. So that got me away for like half an hour more, and I came back, and I was like, yep, still sucks. And every time I walk through, it's like, wow. Suck, suck, suck.
Goose.
Yeah. Suck a goose. So, Tan Fight?
Tan Fight.
How did she like it?
I don't know. She was still watching it when we started recording Tancast.
Oh, okay.
Also, I will never know, because I'm not going
to
ask. Noah's
going to do everything he can to stop this Tan Fight from happening and prolong this episode. Wait!
What is the temperature in Alaska right now?
What?
What's the temperature in Alaska right now?
I think the temperature is shut the fuck up, Noah.
I don't think so.
But with the wind chill, it makes it shut the motherfucking up, motherfucking Noah.
I disagree, sir. Wow. All right, Tan Fight.
Okay, Tan Fight.
Ladies and gentlemen, prepare yourself for Monday Night Tan Fight!
Yeah, two people fight. You tell me who wins. Go.
The other guy.
Fair enough.
Andy and Something Interesting. Something Interesting loses.
Making me the victor. Okay, now, sorry. Noah just kept shitting on this, and I started to lose more and more enthusiasm for it.
Shit on it!
Alright, hang on. Let me see if I can get the enthusiasm back. Noah, you shut the fuck up.
I took a big dump on it. With corn in it.
Okay. So, the Tan Fight is going to be Damien Thorne, the child of the devil, as a little tiny kid, so like circa the first Omen movie, not any of the sequels, against Kevin McAllister from Home Alone. Damien wants one of Kevin's toys. He is in control of all of the powers of hell, but not consciously. Just sort of hell keeps trying to do things to protect him, without him really realizing it, because he's a little kid. Kevin knows that Damien is dangerous, and he knows that Damien is coming for his toy, and he has all day to set up all the traps that he wants to inside of his house.
Does Damien have the hellhounds?
I think the hellhounds are going to off-balance it too much, so no. Damien doesn't have the hellhounds, but he does have paranormal, supernatural shit, like, kind of protecting him.
So, I never knew the extent of his powers, or if he had any powers. Like, I just remember watching the first movie, and like bad shit would happen to people who fucked with him.
Yeah.
But it always seemed like an accident.
Yeah, and that's sort of the point where he's at right now. So, like, shit can happen, but only if it sort of looks accidental.
Interesting.
Alright, so, what are your thoughts?
I think no matter what, the kid with supernatural powers is going to win.
Well, he is six.
Yeah, but if he's got the power of, like, so what theoretically could happen is, what's Home Alone kid's name again?
Kevin.
Kevin could set one of his traps, and then, you know, the supernatural powers could just make the trap backfire and kill him.
This is true.
And then they'd be like, oh, well, he was doing some traps, and look, it fucked up, and then he's dead.
As soon as you gave me this thing, I was like, oh, this is another Q versus Superman. Like, the winner is obvious.
For some reason, when you said it, I thought you were talking about the kid from Harry Potter, the blind kid.
Oh, Malfoy?
Malfoy?
Yeah, I don't know why.
I'm gonna predict Andy's next hand fight. It's going to be Mr. T from Rocky III versus Steve Urkel.
Oh, Steve Urkel, totally going to win.
No, he's not.
Yeah, he is.
No, he's not.
Steve Urkel, fucking, have you seen him lately?
Yeah, he was just in an episode of House.
I know, he's ripped.
No, he wasn't ripped.
You didn't see him with the, there was an uncut scene online that you didn't see where he took his shirt off. Oh, shit, son.
Fucking, Mr. T now could still beat Urkel if he was ripped. Not even Mr. Hey, woman. Hey, woman.
You love that part.
I do. I'm going to have to make a special link jingle for this week.
Andy's lopsided tan fights.
I don't know why. I was thinking that, you know, with the planning, that Kevin McAllister might be able to, you know, kind of throw a wrench into it. You know, just parts of the house would keep flying at each of them. I guess that would really come down to which one of them could survive longer with parts of the house flying at them.
How old is Damien again?
About six.
And how old's Kevin?
Was he 8 in the first movie?
Sure.
Yeah, I think 8.
And how aware was Damien at 6 of what was going on? Like, did he always know?
No, he just seemed sort of like a quiet little kid.
But he seemed evil, though.
Well, no, just like he... Like, that he was trying to play on his little big wheel and accidentally bumped into his mom and she went over the edge.
I just remember, like, a scene, I think...
No, from his point of view. Like, was he like, I want to bump into my mom, or was he...
It never really seemed all that purposeful, and at least at the beginning of the next movie, it seemed like he didn't necessarily still fully understand his powers.
I just remember one movie, like, I think someone was trapped underneath the ice, and he saw them, and he did nothing.
Yeah, that was the second one, I think.
Yeah, it's not about understanding his powers. Is he evil?
Yeah, well, in a very core way, yes.
Well, then, yes.
I just mean, is he, like, self-aware enough that he could figure out what's going on and actually take on Kevin, or...
But he doesn't need to be self-aware. He just needs to know, I want that, and you're in my way, and I will do whatever I have to do. And if his powers are subconscious, then I'm going to do what I have to do, and then subconsciously, he's going to be using his powers.
Oh, yeah, okay, good point. But I just mean, like, if he came across some trap, would he be able to, like, oh, shit, I should avoid this, or would he just, you know, fall into it?
I'm sure... Well, do they ever defeat him in any of the movies?
I think Jesus defeats him in the third movie.
So I'm going to say... Okay, this is a controversial statement. Mm-hmm. I know we're going to get letters. We're going to get picketed by the Tea Party. Kevin is not Jesus.
I think he is Jesus. I'm going to throw that out there.
Well, that's your opinion.
I mean, look at him.
I did.
Jesus.
Must I continue?
No, you need not.
Although he obviously does have divine powers to be fucking Mila Kunis.
This is true.
Nothing on that one, Noah?
Sorry, I was actually reading something.
You son of a bitch!
I was reading how Damien is defeated in the third one.
You're a piece of shit. So wait, Jesus comes back?
No, it says, and I'll read it, it's kind of a spoiler, if you're going to go watch the third one. In a desperate bid to salvage his waning power, Damien calls out for Christ to appear before him. As he does, Kate sneaks up behind Damien with one of the daggers and stabs him in the back, releasing the wall of demonic agony.
Wait, why are his powers waning?
I could read the rest if you want and find out.
No, I just...
Okay. I just skipped to the end just to see how... Because I was like, Christ comes back? I kind of want to see this. No, I don't.
Now you don't?
Nah, enough. Christ is not involved.
So there's some magical dagger?
Yeah, they were introduced in the first one. There's, I think, 7 magical daggers.
So if that's the only way to defeat him, shouldn't Kevin have one of those daggers?
Why would Kevin have one of those daggers?
Why the fuck why does Damien want one of his toys?
He went to
toys are fun to play with.
Oh, that was a good fart. He went to the church after having dinner to pray before he knew that Damien was going to come over, just like he did in the movie. And he found the 7 magical daggers there.
He got all 7?
Got all 7. And he's going to incorporate them in the traps. How about now?
I liked it better when it was lopsided, because we could just be done with this.
I liked your mom when she was lopsided.
I thought you wanted more of a debate, Tim!
I didn't want a stupid debate.
The The whole reason of tab the verses is stupid. The beginning of tab fights.
They're not always stupid.
Yeah, but like,
these are not characters that I care about how they do whatever they do.
Oh, so Tim doesn't care about it.
That's, yeah.
Finally,
that's what I just said.
We get to the core of the issue.
It's not like it's Darth Vader or Superman or, you know, people who, oh, wow, I wonder if we're just writing our own little fan fiction in our head. No one wants to buy fucking fan fiction of Kevin McAllister versus the Omen Kid.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't.
Write it, people. Tell us about your fanfic of Kevin and Damien. Do they get it on in the end? Do you decide fuck it all and just fuck each other? Like, what the fuck?
It becomes slash fiction.
We just went for slash fic?
Hey, why are we fighting? Wow, wow, wow,
wow. That is fucking bizarre, Andy.
I totally want to rent that for my next birthday party.
Oh, now
bouncy houses.
What is this? I have to log in to look at it, so I can't look at it.
Oh, damn. It's just not going to do it.
Oh, no, I see the still, so I know what's going on.
Yeah.
But do you really?
I do. I got all I need. I'm set.
Related link is a video of someone massaging some guy's balls, and now she's massaging someone's vagina with her feet. Wow, they can show a lot on YouTube these days.
Yeah, once you click past the I accept, it's like, all right, well, you accept everything.
You accept me into your butt.
Mm.
So it is a bigger-than-life woman torso.
Inflatable.
With her legs spread open and a vagina, and a guy crawls out of it.
It's awesome.
Class.
Got some class for that ass.
How do you even make something like that? I mean, I guess it's filled with air, right?
Apparently. Inflatable things typically are.
He should be covered in goo.
Yeah, he should.
And then there's a related link of vaginal birth. That looks gory.
Probably less gory than the way my wife did it.
Or my wife.
Yep.
I do not want to see either one.
Ew, no, you don't.
If it's all the same. But you didn't actually see it, did you, Tim?
I saw enough to see it.
Tim looked back in anger.
Don't look back in anger. That's stupid. All right.
So who do we decide who won?
Damien.
Even with the knives? All right, Damien.
Oh, with the knives? Damien.
But wait, is Kevin even aware that Damien would be killed by those knives?
Well, look at the shit that he did to...
No.
To...
Answer the question. Don't try and dodge.
I hate you.
What the fuck? You're trying to spin it in a different way. I'm asking, does he know that these knives kill Damien?
I'm trying to say, clearly Kevin
You're
doesn't give a shit about killing
that's
people.
That's his backstory, Tim. If he says they know
about
it... I don't
want backstory. I want answers.
If he says they know about it, he knows about it.
Yes, Kevin is just fine with creating potentially lethal traps. He knows they're dangerous.
Listen to me. Listen to the words that I'm saying and try to glean the meaning of what I mean.
Oh, does he know specifically that these daggers have a relationship with Damien?
Yes.
No.
Oh, he doesn't?
No, they just look like a good thing to add to his traps.
Damien wins. Boom.
What do you say, Andy?
Damien wins. Fuck it. Fuck it, and fuck Tim, and fuck you, and fuck everybody.
Fuck you for not answering a question.
Fuck Kevin. Most of all. Now comes the real question. Can Superman rape Damien Thorne?
Oh, wow. It just got interesting.
Oh, see? Now Tim's invested. You know what? Fuck it. Let's skip this part. I'm not interested.
I agree, Noah. This is boring. I'm done with this. All right. That was Tancast.
Fair enough. Democracy. Bye, everybody.
I would say yes.
Superman can fuck Damien Thorne?
Yeah,
I don't know if he could finish, though.
What was that, Tim?
I don't know if he could finish.
But like, what?
I mean, I guess he's pretty fast. Like, once Damien realizes what's going on and gets upset about it, I think bad things will happen to Superman.
I think you're right. I think Superman can get the tip in, and I think it would be all over after that.
Has Tim ever, like, is religious magic? Like, what would Damien do to him? Or could he do anything he wanted?
Well, I mean, Sarah Silverman said that Jesus is magic, so I believe everything she says.
All right.
I don't know if Sarah Silverman makes the rules for the DC Universe.
She makes my rules.
What's that now?
She makes my rules.
I make your rules, big boy. I don't even know what that means.
No, you rule my ass.
I'm just wondering what would happen to Superman. Like, what would Damian do?
Maybe he would secrete some sort of lava out his butthole.
Devil lava.
Would that hurt Superman?
Sure.
Really?
It's magic.
Magic lava. Magic butthole lava. All right.
So depending on how fast Superman is, he gets the tip in, then at least loses his junk to magical butthole lava. But if he's fast enough, I think he just gets away, let's say, singed. Well, not singed.
What if he just goes like, and does it real quick?
Oh, I think as soon as he's in there, the butthole lava is out.
Now, since he has a magic butthole, couldn't he just like have explosive butthole lava diarrhea and just shoot it out?
Sure.
Then it would hit Superman. Or is Superman faster than that? Is Superman
but
faster?
If he's going, you know how fast Superman can go. That's what I'm saying. He's like,
Damian shoot butthole lava?
But we're talking about going in opposite directions. Superman's going in, and the butthole lava is coming out.
Yes, but it has to have time to react first, and Superman can go faster than a speeding bullet.
But how fast can butthole lava go?
Faster. It's magical butthole lava. It's faster than speeding bullet.
Can it go faster than Superman?
Yes, but it has to be activated first. It has to know...
Is it Superman seeking?
Like, the kid has to react and then go, what is going on? And then have the scared reaction and send all those neurons and synapses firing and then whatever, the reaction in the gland and then the call of the Dark Lord for the butt lava.
Yeah, but hey. he's the son of the devil. How do you know if this doesn't happen, then Superman can fuck him?
He's the son of the devil. The devil's going to know he's going to be up against Catholic priests. I think that he has a culo full of magical butthole lava just in case.
Just at the ready?
Yep.
I still say Superman's faster than butthole lava if he's going at full speed. I just don't know if he wants to take his time. I think that's Superman's only...
Superman's weakness is a love of the long, slow rape.
he likes to take his time.
Oh, dear.
I wonder...
Superman likes to slow down and take his time when he's raping a small child.
Oh, no, he doesn't rape small children. In this case,
we've established he's six.
I guess he does. But the son of the devil, does that make it okay?
Absolutely.
I'm thinking the butthole lava could be Superman seeking. It would just follow him around.
Like revenge. It's magical revenge butthole lava. All right, well, I think we solved it.
I think they both take a little damage.
Superman's going to lose his peep.
unless he's going super speed.
Nope. Peep's gone. Noah?
Yep. It's gone.
All right, 2-1. Superman got in, lost his peep.
Can Superman regrow limbs?
No, he's not Wolverine.
Okay.
Well, I will be writing the dissenting opinion for this one.
All right. Justice Sotomayor.
Why don't you Sotomayor-ifice?
What?
Yeah.
Uh-uh.
How about that?
No, girlfriend.
Should have called you Sotomayor. That would have been funnier.
Minor?
Why?
Spanish-speaking people got it.
What was that, Mumbles?
No. I'm sorry, I'm having trouble talking around my glorious walrus mustache.
I flip it for real.
Give me a cage of fucking cocktail. What the fuck? Welcome to Famous Mumbled Lines on Tankcast.
All those famous mumbled lines are from one movie.
Because they were good.
Yeah, that was a good character.
All right. Let's sign off for this week.
Oh, should I tease next week's high five? I'm doing a high five next week.
All right, tease it.
And then people can write in their own answers if they want. All right, I'm going to tease it. Your top five cover songs.
Oh, you've been teased! If by tease, he means flat out telling you what it is.
Yep, I was going to say, Noah does not know what a tease is.
Oh, I'm sorry. Wait, doesn't tease talk about what you're going to talk about? Like... Isn't that like a tease, or is that too much?
In the radio business, it means you don't actually mention what you're talking about, but you hint towards it.
Oh,
yeah, like tune in next week when we're going to have a very special guest.
All right, well, that's a pretty generic tease.
Yeah.
All right, should I just flat out tell you so you can maybe write in your own answers? How about that?
There you go.
I'm slutty, so my teasing, I just fuck you. I just get in there like...
He just gives it away.
I'm just like,
And that's Tancast petering to a close for this week.
Good night and good luck.
Until next time, you're doing it.
You rode the queef.
Thanks for listening.
listening to this colossal waste of time we like to call the TanCast Podcast. Many props go out to DJ Technoid, who created and composed the official TanCast theme. If you like what you heard today, throw us a review up there at the iTunes Store. Give us maybe a 5-star review. If you really liked what you heard, go ahead and put a link in your Twitter or your Facebook. If you have any comments, feedback, or jokes for Tan Laughs, you can email those to us at fucktards@tancast.com, or you can email us individually at Tim, Andy, or Noah at tancast.com. Tancast.com is our official website where you can leave comments on this or any other episode, post comments on our blog, and find links to the official TanCast Twitter page, the official TanCast Facebook page, and the official TanCast Cafe Press store. That's enough shameless plugs for this week. Thanks again for listening to TanCast. You're doing it.
TanCast.
Fuck's your problem?
Well,
All right, touche.
What you got to say?
Seen
that,
it from
son?
Your point of view.
Fuck, you can't argue with that shit.
No, you cannot.
Fucking whatever, you know, if someone gets an argument with you, just fucking spell out gibberish. They don't know what the fuck to do. I was reading that also if you hug someone, if you get in a fight and you hug someone.
And you just start repeating, it's not your fault. It's not your fault. It's not your fault. It's not your fault.
Oh. Ah, yes, yes, yes.
It's not
yes,
your
yes.
fault. It's not your fault. I totally want to try that now. I want to get in a fight with someone just so I can hug them and keep saying that.
It's not your fault.
Whew. Good times. Are we still recording for this?